Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tyler. How may I help you?
Hi, Sean. My name is Patricia Colandres, and I show a debit on my account, banking account,
mm-hmm.
and I was calling the number that's provided on that transaction, and I don't know who you are.
Okay, now we're just the third-party call center, so we do deal with a lot of different products and clients. So now may I get that zip code from you, and I can pull that account up and see the product in actuality that it is that you were billed for.
Okay, no problem. Let me get that for you. What was it you asked me for again?
Zip code.
Oh, zip code is 78229.
78229, okay. And then can I get that first and last name?
Last name is Colandres. It's Calandres. D as in David, R-E-S as in Sam.
Okay, and you said Miss Patricia? Can you confirm that shipping address for me?
It's 3711 Medical Drive, number 236, San Antonio, 78229.
Okay. Now, I see where you did start the trial with us for that Vibe watch, for a fitness watch. It was delivered on the 13th of January. Now, that watch is, for that price range, that is a great watch. You know, it does check your heart rate and track stats. It does all the things that the more expensive watches do.
Yeah, it doesn't work anyhow. It doesn't work. I can't get it to set. I can't get the time to set. And the only
I can't help you with that. I had somebody call me in with that same issue.
I don't understand why you're charged. I'm getting charged $60 for something that was free.
No, ma'am, it wasn't free. It was you paid the shipping and handling, and then at the end of the 14-day trial on the 15th day, then they'll be the full price of the watch. So that was that $59.97.
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't have never ordered the watch. So what do I need to do to get this taken off my account?
Okay. You know what I can't – I would love for you to be able to try that watch out. I can tell you how to get that thing to cut on and set the time. You have to – you will have to connect to an app and connect it to the app, and then it will automatically automatically the time will connect to the same time as your phone. So now what I can't –
I've already done that. I went to the QR code three times already, and it won't set. I can't get it to set. Right now it says it's six oh five a.m.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, how do I get the charge removed from my account?
Now the only way that will be able to happen, now they will ask for you to return the watch, and you have to pay a $9.95 restocking fee plus the shipping and handling. So to avoid that happening, what I can do is I can offer you a $10 refund on that watch for you to be able to keep the watch, and then you still get some of your money back as well.
Okay, so what's the purpose of the $69? What is that for?
That's for the price of the watch, ma'am. It's not recurring or anything like that. That was just that one time purchase for the watch.
Okay. The promotion was if you fill out the survey, you get to choose one of the gifts or some shit like that. So I picked this stupid watch, and they said it was only going to cost me $5.90 whatever. So I agreed to pay that. So actually, that's not true. What you're saying is it's really not $5.95. It's actually $60.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions that whenever you did hit the checkout button or, complete the process of buying that shipping and handling trial, that at the end of the 15th day, then you'll be billed at $59.97. So, yes, ma'am. And that's why I say I can't offer you, just to make it easier, because like I said, I don't want you to have to go through the trouble of sending it back, because if they don't receive it within 7 days of me giving you the returning information today, then they will keep that $59.97 charge on there. So I can offer a $20 refund on that, and then you will also be able to still keep that watch and don't have to go through the trouble of sending it back to us.
Am I going to get charged anything further if I?
No, ma'am. It's just a one-time. It was just a one-time charge. So you would get that $20 back, and then I would cancel out your account all the way, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. So you're telling me if you can show me how to set this watch and make it work and I can get some stuff to work. Like, I don't know how to reset the steps, but I don't know. She'll give me $20 if I keep it, right?
Yes, ma'am. We'll give you $20 back for you to keep it.
So that means it would cost me $66 minus $20 is $40. Okay.
Well, no, man, it was $59.97, so subtract 20 from that, so you'd end up being paying $39.97.
Plus the $5.95 for the
Well,
shipping.
yeah, if you count the $5.95 too, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, if you can get it to work, I guess that's fine. It's cheaper than.
It is cheaper than most fitness watches on the market.
But does it track everything? I mean, I can't get anything to work on it. Prove to me that it would work. Like, let's see. I'm going through this stuff so bad. Can I do basketball?
According to what I'm seeing, it does. It's supposed to. It should through that app. It should. It does sleep tracking, heart rate monitoring, step tracking,
That's
health
what I couldn't
regimen.
find on here was the sleep tracking, and that's not one of the icons on here. Can you help me get to that? If I log into that app, you're going to tell me?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now,
Because I didn't even
okay.
get it.
Have you now they do say you need to let the watch charge for 2 or 2.5 hours before turning it on.
It's charged. It's been
Okay.
charged.
Now it also states you need to make sure that the pins on the charger are properly lined up. Okay, that has something to do. Okay. Basically what it's telling me is on the Android or iPhone, you can scan that QR code or search for the Wear Fit 2.0. And then
Search
that's where you should be able to
for
sync
what?
all your data. Wear Fit 2.0. So it should be WEAR and then FIT as one word and then
Is this on
2.0.
my iPhone? The app on my iPhone?
Yes, ma'am. It is on
Yes.
an iPhone. I'm looking at the app now.
Log into it real quick. Wear Fit.
Yes, ma'am. I see it right here.
No space, right? Just Wear Fit.
Yes, ma'am. No space. So, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Wear Fit. You said 2.0?
Yes, ma'am. It should be like a white background with like a little infinity symbol kind of in like a light teal color.
Is there a charge for this app? No.
No, ma'am. It's free. And then
Okay,
that's
let
where
me.
you'll be able to do the tracking of the sleeping and step tracking and everything like that.
Okay. Okay. When I did the QR code, it took me to Fit Stay On or something like that.
Oh, it took you to a different app?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, ma'am. That was the issue then. I don't know. I mean, I guess they. I don't know why I don't know why I did that. But yes, ma'am. On my side, it is telling me that it is the Wear Fit 2.0 app.
Okay, and what is the Wear Fit Pro?
Ma'am.
What is the Wear Fit Pro?
A Wear Fit Pro. I'm not a. What is that? It just popped up on your phone or something?
No, it's the app that's after the Wear Fit 2.0.
Let me see. Let me look. Now I don't see that on. Well, I don't see that on my side. Maybe because I typed in the exact name of Wear Fit 2.0, so it only popped up the Wear Fit 2.0. But I would just say the person I helped last time, they downloaded the Wear Fit 2.0 app, and they did say that the time and stuff like that had ended up syncing correctly.
Everybody else is having the same issue as I am. Is that right? Or pretty much?
I went. I mean, that
I'm
was
the only
one
one.
customer that I had. They called in and needed help with getting the time correct. So then I just instructed him on how to get the app, and then he said it fixed the time like that.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm logging in now. Let's try sign in. Am I signing in for the first time? Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it.
And you may need to have your Bluetooth on, I'm not sure. So just make sure that's on just in case.
It is perfect.
Okay.
Your personal fitness housekeeper says it's doing something in the background.
Okay. Maybe just wait for that to get done and maybe trying to sync the watch or find the watch.
Okay. It's an attractive watch. I like the band did come off this morning, as a matter of fact. The little post that you adjust it with to actually to attach it, that little metal post came out. I don't know if I should I return it or swap it out for a new one or
Now what is I couldn't quite hear you all the way through, so what exactly
sorry.
was it fell out?
Okay, let me tell you. So in order to put on the band, it's the you adjust it and then there's a pin that you put into the where it's going to fit your wrist. So
Like a
Well, that
regular,
shoots out.
watch, like the little silver thing that goes in the
Yeah, it's
hole.
just silver. It goes in the hole. Well, that fell out today. So I literally had to look for it on the ground, and I pushed it back in. So it's loose. Can I get it replaced?
Yes, ma'am, I can get that situated for you. Just let me finish up notating the account and
Cool.
processing that refund for you, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes,
I just
ma'am.
barely got it, and I just falling off already, so.
Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't want. I understand completely. We do take damages very seriously, so I will get that reshipped. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you, Tom. Right. You there, Tom?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Just give me one. I was
Okay.
just finishing up notating.
No problem. I just want to make sure I didn't lose you.
Yes, ma'am. I usually check in quicker than that. That's my fault.
No problem.
Okay, so I have put that in as a reship, so they should ship out another one to you due to the
Okay.
fact that that one was damaged. And I have refunded the $20. So, you will be able, you still get your $20 back. That should reflect in the 3 to 5 business days. And then you will be able to keep both the watches, okay?
Okay, cool. And then, so there will be no charges for sure. You do know that, right?
Yes, ma'am,
For
for
sure.
sure. It's
That's
not
what
a yes, ma'am. It's not a recurring charge, so it's just a one-time payment.
What type of warranty does it have on it?
Ma'am.
What type of warranty does it have?
Let me check that,
Warranty.
okay?
What type of warranty does it have?
Yes, ma'am, I heard you. Give me one moment to check that.
Okay. Okay, I thought you could hear me again.
You're fine.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just trying to find that warranty, okay?
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that app if it's loaded yet. Don't know what's going on here. Where did it go? There it is. We're still doing something in the background. Let me push sign in again.
Now, according to here, it's not supposed to have. I don't think it does have a warranty. I would say, maybe like a 60 days or something like that. So I mean, I guess technically I probably wasn't supposed to reship one, but out of
Okay, did
courtesy,
you
I
do
did do.
no, I update health, some all categories on. I
Ma'am.
guess I'll do that, okay? And then what do I do? Allow. Okay. Load per se. Hold out to refresh.
Yes, ma'am. So yeah, I would just like I said, I would just contact us back and then see if whoever you speak with or if you call back,
Yeah,
around the same
Nintendo's
time.
just not connected. app does not sign the Facebook picture. It's connection management. I guess I need to go to find it. I'll try to find.
Yes, ma'am, maybe.
Maybe not.
Ma'am? Ma'am? I am still here, ma'am. Just letting you know, I'm not sure if you're still there or not, but I am still here.
You still there, right?
Yes, ma'am. I just said that. I was just letting you know I was still there. I didn't. Yes, ma'am. I didn't know if you were still there or not.
Yeah. Okay, so it says I have to switch apps here. Okay. It says it's loading. Finding out.
You said it said what?
It says it's loading.
Oh, it's loading? Okay.
Yeah, the little timer is going around.
Oh, okay.
Can I, is there somewhere I can find, like, what the, some of the stuff is, like the SPOC, what is that? Like, Leto?
Can you repeat that for me, ma'am?
It's a, what is there an app I can go to find out what some of these icons are? Like
find,
the SPOC, I don't know what that is.
To find out, so what some of the icons are?
Uh-huh, yeah, because it has, like, sleep, fatigue. So all that is one of them is called SP02. I don't know what that is.
I'm not 100% sure either. What I would say would be probably just to maybe Google that, because most likely it's just a common term for one of the features that it probably offers. If I have my
and
guess.
And where do I find this device online? What is the name of it? The actual name.
The actual name is Vibe Watch. VIBE Watch.
Okay, let me type it in. It's called Vibe.
Yes, ma'am. Vibe, as in like if you're like music.
Uh-huh.
Vibe. Mhm. And now, what was that acronym you said again?
It's called a SP, like Sam Peter,
mm-hmm.
02. So I'm on Vibe. Is it Viber? It just says Vibe. What else I'm typing?
I can get the exact link for you. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
It should be shopvibewatch.com.
Shopvibewatch.
Oh, that what that stands for is blood oxygen saturation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I just Googled it up. It does stand for blood oxygen.
You're quick. That was fast. Okay, Shop Vibe what again?
ShopVibeWatch.com.
VibeWatch.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So it measures your blood oxygen saturation while you're sleeping.
Awesome.
I'm not 100% sure what that means, but you may.
Yeah, I'll look that up, but I'll learn something new. Okay, so it would say motivate your way to success, blah, 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 charge your watch, ensure, download. Okay, so this is everything I need to know about people.
Yes, ma'am. Right. That's the same website I've been looking at while I was talking to you.
Cool, I didn't know that. Of course, they don't give you any of that information in the little box with the little piece of paper.
Right, and they never seem to give you the information that you need, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just very discouraging. It's like, okay, return it, I don't know.
No, ma'am. I got it situated for you. You know, you got it for a steal, really. And, you know, it does do everything. So I am happy that you got that app situated. So hopefully that watch does work out for you. And then I did ship you out another one.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you, are there different bands or is this the only band that they offer?
I'm not 100% sure. I would just look through that website and see if they may offer another band or maybe even check on Amazon or something.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I think we're good then.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.